Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. Lyrics. Anyway, it's 8:44. So Kiki just stepped out real quick, but she's going to be hopping back in here. She had to go get headphones. There she is. My little China doll. Anybody remember what that's from? Anyway, so we have a special announcement. Are we making the announcement? Is that what we're doing this morning? Or I know we're going to hang out. We're going to have fun and hang out. So another beautiful morning.
Oh, my God.
She's already in a bad mood.
Because I've been sick.
Yeah, so sinuses have been real bad for you.
Yeah, I have the worst sinus headache ever. So pretty much I can't move my eyeballs.
Yeah. Huh?
It's super fun.
Yeah.
So if I move my eyeballs, it's so bad, the sinus, like, tension headache, that it feels like my eyeballs are going to explode if I even, like, try and use my eyeballs.
So she's going to be real fun this morning is what she said.
Awesome. You know what Brock told me yesterday? His solution for, you know, feeling better? You should have worked out yesterday.
Yeah, you got to get the blood flowing.
What? I can barely breathe.
I'm not saying, like, first of all, you don't get a body of Adonis by not working
men,
out like me.
When your women are having, like, you know, respiratory issues like sinus and allergies, don't advise them to go work out.
You're being a little bitch.
That's why they don't feel better, because you didn't work out.
Be a little
kind of what kind of
be a little bitch.
Dumb advice was that? I can't even breathe sitting on the couch,
what I like
let alone
to do,
on the treadmill.
If it's not like a flu or anything like that, Hunter, I don't know about you, but for me as a man, what I need to do is I'm like, all right, I gotta get up and get moving. So what I'll do is I'll get a light workout in. Mm-hmm. I'll take a nice hot shower, a schwitz, if you will. And you gotta get the body. You
I
gotta,
get that,
you get
but I'm like on the verge of like a sinus infection. Yeah. Like I need to rest my body.
I just get just antsy. I sit around and I sulk for a while, and then I'm just like, I got to get out of here. I got to start moving. Even though you're sick, I
definitely
get antsy.
Moved. I cleaned the house. I still worked yesterday. I just worked from home. But working out would have been the worst thing I could have done.
Didn't know you were such a pussy. That's all. Yeah,
and this is different from just like dealing with sinus and allergies on a normal basis, which I do constantly.
Here's the question. Did Brock do anything for you yesterday?
No, he did
sick?
Not.
Damn.
I went and got you food.
Jerk.
No, he got himself food. I just happened to also get an order in with his order.
I made.
He was on his way to New York Fried Chicken, and you were like, hey, give me something, too.
I'm sick.
Exactly.
I made you soup.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You put the soup that I had already gotten out into the microwave.
That's making soup.
I think it was mostly because I think I was in the way. He was also trying to make lunch at the same time I was.
You know what? I hope you nose fall. I don't got nothing anyway.
Here's what you do, Kiki. You kiss him and you put the tongue in the mouth and get him sick, and then you don't make him soup.
It's allergies. He won't get sick.
She doesn't take care of me when I'm sick anyways.
I do.
No, you don't.
He is such terrible. A baby when he gets sick.
But
he's
here's
such
the thing.
A whittle baby.
Is because I take care of myself, though. How many sick days have I had in the almost 5 years I've been here? One sick day.
This is my first sick day all year.
That is because I am in peak physical health.
No.
I take care of myself.
He's showing off his body right now.
Look at these pecs. These pecs.
Put your shirt back on.
These pecs don't get sick.
Put your shirt back on.
You know, actually,
Lord.
You know, the only thing is I probably should go to the doctor because these biceps are sick. Oh!
No, you know what? He goes to work sick just so he can use that against us.
I
barely take sick days.
I just added a new symptom to my sickness.
Yeah.
Throwing up.
Yeah, good.
You just made me throw up.
I'm so hot, it makes you sick. That's what it is.
I got a fever, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Getting a fever in here because I'm so damn, I'm so hot.
No, seriously, anyway. Put your clothes back on.
No, I don't want to. They're already off, and it's a lot of work to put in. I got a little sweaty getting all worked up, so now it's going to be hard to
so
put
So glad
back
I'm
on.
Back.
Anyway, we got to get to it. We were on time, and then Kiki came in here and started whining. So let's do your dumb vocabulary, shall we?
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Let's see. I do not have the sheet
open. Oh, boy.
Here
we go.
So
at least I have Kiki.
So some things don't change, do they, Hunter?
No. Not at all.
I like how he's like, we got to get going. We got to get going. And then he gets going, and then there's nothing.
Real quick, while he's looking for a word for the next 10 minutes, I heard you stay the night at my house the other night.
I did. I had a sleepover.
You guys had a slumber party, huh?
There's
three chicks on a blow-up mattress. I've watched videos like that before. Yeah, you and the girls got all cuddled up. What were you all wearing? Were you wearing, like, sexy little pajamas or something?
We'll never tell.
Oh, boy.
Did it sound...
What happens if the sleepover stays at the sleepover?
Give us a little something. Did you guys spoon at least? Was it like a three-way spoon going?
Yeah.
I don't know. Use your imagination.
Was there
We have been. That's...
Yeah, exactly. We've talked at length about your sleepover.
Well, you know what? While you guys were spooning here in my living room, Brock and I and the boys were spooning up a camp.
That's what I thought. You know, that's not as sexy. For some reason, it's just not as sexy.
We were nuts to butts in that camper.
Nuts to butts is not as hot.
It was a cold weekend. It was cold.
Yeah. Well, and see, the key is you have to get skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah, so
warm.
You guys were naked, right?
Well, not completely
That's how
naked.
It works.
Not completely
That's
naked.
How you get warm.
We all had jock straps on, so we couldn't really get
Why
as
would
much.
You wear those? Were you playing a sport?
Yeah, tummy sticks. It was great.
Oh, jeez.
But seriously, though, was there even a little bit, like, of playfulness with the girls?
Yeah, we were super lonely. It's been all weekend. We've been without our men. Yes. So, yeah, we did what we needed to do fill the void.
Was there anything that's named after a arts and crafts tool?
Yeah. No, we did not scissor. That is a
good Lord,
that
lady.
Is a make-believe thing. No women do that.
I was trying to be a little coy with it, and then you just come out on...
Because it's dumb. Why men just love that interaction that they think women do? I don't understand it.
It's more like a hedge trimmer.
What does that even do? It looks uncomfortable. It looks very ineffective.
That South Park episode. That's funny.
All right, you guys, leave us alone.
When I got home, the house was, it was immaculate. So the wife cleaned up all the evidence. I had no idea what happened over the weekend, but...
Or maybe she's just very organized and she likes to, make sure you have a clean house to come to.
Find that one random condom that's hanging up on the banister. Like, how the hell did it get up here? Someone slingshot it off their donger? Good God. I digress. We can't sit here and talk about Kiki and all the girls scissoring all the time. We got to get to your dumb vocabulary.
Lord.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. I still don't have one because I have not been focusing. Let's do...
Oh, for God's sakes. You had like 10 minutes right there to find one. Let him spiral, Kiki.
Bobblehead. Bobblehead.
Oh, I know what that is. It's a little figurine you get at like a baseball game of a baseball player.
Yes, but if it wasn't dumb vocabulary, you'd be absolutely right.
It wasn't dumb vocabulary.
I just thought I'd go for it. Sometimes they are very obvious, and you're like, duh. Mm-hmm.
Bobblehead.
It's pretty simple. Hmm. It was your mom's nickname in high
school. Oh, you bastard. You bastard.
Yes.
Look, I know that's not true, but what you're saying is right. It's a promiscuous person with good mouth skills.
Oh, you were right. He was right.
Yeah, but not right.
but now he's
right, but not right. So he's right about.
So
what
he
it
was
means.
Right.
Yeah.
His
yeah,
example of yeah. your mom yeah. was correct.
You know what? You guys suck.
Rub it in, Kiki,
you
rub
guys
it in.
Suck. Anyway, but yes, Hunt, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Example: Amy is the biggest bobblehead in town.
Is that your mom's name?
No, you know my mom's. Don't you start, all right?
Yes.
Don't you start.
I love you, Barb.
Yeah. Good God.
All God, right. I wish I went into high school in like 68. That would have been nice.
Let's leave the moms out of it. Let's go.
Yeah, all right.
Swear to God. That's it. That's your dumb vocabulary. I hate you guys.
More rock is next.